and often certain parts of your personality often are immediately changed. Very often, certain parts of your personality are immediately changed. Remember, your personality is only a vehicle whereby your real spirit is reflected. In your heart, you want to communicate with other people. You don't want to be alone. Well?
Yeah.
So you want to be with other people, but you're scared of other people. Because you know what you are, and you're afraid in the same way. So you're scared.
Wow.
And the only thing that you can trust between them is your personality. And people approach each other that way. Meeting someone is really spiritual. It isn't physical at all. Blind people meet each other, you know. They don't even see each other. When you meet, it's spiritual. And you're like, you do pat each other on the back. Here, you can play with my personality. Now let me play with yours. That's the human thing. Got it? Well, that's the way you get to know people. Human. You want communication with other people. And your personality is the vehicle that both of you use to deal with them. Now, what should it be really? Praise God. All that's the way it is, but what should it really be?
New creation.
It should be directly your spirit, which is now recreated.
Wow.
It should directly be the Holy Spirit speaking through you, and that's what it means, the Holy Spirit speaking through you. A lot of you think that the Spirit speaking through you is you spouting off some words. No, it isn't. Your personality very, very often, new Christian, very, very often clouds the whole thing. And it comes on, therefore, as cute. Ah, you are cute. And you just scream as much as you can. You can't come on anything but cute. Or else you come on as someone says, oh, well, for instance, I won't say you got beat up. There are certain people that get beat up time and time again. Why is it the same ones that seem to get in that kind of trouble for preaching? Have you noticed that or not? Okay, there are those that tend to have that. Boy, it's hot. Why is that? Is it just coincidence? Well, then what's the pattern behind it? Why is it a certain one? Their personality is getting in the way. Negatively. So negatively that it causes physical violence. Any personality getting in the way is a problem when you're born again. You should want the Holy Spirit to speak through you. Well, it means your personality not being in the way, or else actually reflecting the Holy Spirit. Now, the thing I'm coming down to is this. All right? Therefore, from now on, we're going to have nothing to do with the body and the personality. We will do nothing but live the Spirit. Etc., etc. But you see the uselessness of all that. First of all, it isn't scriptural. First of all, it is just a theory. It is somebody's idea of how to be religious and how to, they'll take a half-truth. They'll take what we said so far and build a thing just on that. And this is nothing but the introduction. You see, that's going off in left field. There's a worldly saying, are you listening? There's a worldly saying. Well, you missed one, buddy. You're special. Are you listening?
Yes.
I'm just as bad on this stuff. What was I saying?
What about worldly?
There's a worldly saying.
Yeah.
I forgot. What kind of a worldly saying was it? About what? I hate this.
A worldly saying about your personality.
Talking about people just taking half of what you say.
Oh yeah. The world is saying a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. A little knowledge is a dangerous thing. So you just take this. This is a new toy now. Oh yeah, I see. Yeah, that's deep. Yeah, it's deeper than I was before anyway. Yeah, I see that. Yeah, good. Now I'm going to build a thing just on that. This is probably the most truth I'll ever see. I better stop right here. And I better build a booth right here.
Yeah.
Well, So that's wrong. Now, part of your coming across to other people should be recognizing their limitations. They aren't born again. And for you, just a tank just makes them run scared. There is a way for you to use your personality. Hence the youth of America. It all started out tonight when I opened my thinking about that. And then saying something to Patty about this, and she thought that was heavy. And it occurred to me, maybe nobody does. You know, we never did go into this. And nobody sees this. Okay, when you play that back until you understand this,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then we'll go into it another step. This isn't the kind of thing you can just blast all, you know. You go step by step by step.
Boy, the heaviest thing is your spirit, what your personality is. Reflecting, imperfectly reflecting.
Now, just as your body is still there, so is your personality. Don't bother calling it your old personality. It's your personality, period. You might as well say my old body. Your body was the same then as now, and your personality was the same then as now. Ideally, your personality is becoming more Christ-like. But praise God, your being a child of God doesn't rest on the success of the transformation of your personality into being Christ-like.
Wow.
Praise God, it doesn't rest on that.
Yeah,
however, that's
sure.
One of the common digs. Hey, you're supposed to be a Christian. X, whatever it is they want to pick on. You got long hair. Or whatever it is, whatever they want to pick on. Hey, you're supposed to be a Christian. You're not coming across the way I think Christ should. Well, your personality has failed there. It's true. Your personality has failed. However, if your personality totally satisfies them, they still, for other reasons, if they're not going to get saved, they won't get saved. Your personality being perfect isn't going to make them get saved. Perfect in their eyes, by their definition. Your personality were exactly what they wanted it to be. It wasn't a choice, but really. They use that as an excuse. However, new Christians very often will start. You know, the enemy can get a toehold there. Uh-oh, I'm not right. That person doesn't like me. Maybe it is because there's something wrong with me. I'm not really presenting Christ right. You know, you can start in twisting around there.
How about when you're talking to people and you come down to them and they're saying, oh, you're Christian.
Yeah. Well, there you are. That's one of the classic ones with us.
They're coming on
to you. Now, you can rightly come back with this. Yes, you bet. If the Holy Spirit ever really dealt with you, wow, you'd be freaked out totally. Now, you could rightly say that. It would be true for you to say that, but that's implying that it is purely the Holy Spirit that is making him say that. Maybe it is, but you should know the difference. How much of your personality was it that was doing that? And how much are they going away with the impression of respect toward the Holy Spirit and Jesus?
Or just resenting you, pushing you.
Yeah. Really being pushy is heavy.
I didn't understand that last statement about going away with respect for the Holy Spirit.
However much they're laughing, you know, they should be going away with respect for the Holy Spirit. They should go away realizing that they just saw something. Listen, if you walked up and saw a 50-foot tall human, whatever occurred between you when you left, wow, what you say.
No matter what it was.
Yeah, now when their spirit sees that your spirit is a giant, when their spirit sees it, they have to. They always say, wow. But if they can ascribe it all just to your personality, good or bad, then they don't see anything.
That happened right here tonight. Some kids from South Allentown came in, troublemakers. And they went away laughing and mocking, but they went away really, who saw that they went away that way, yeah.
What, did they really see something heavy? Like the other night there, you need something more than mommy.
Oh, wow.
Like that bit. Now, that's what I mean.
Was it like that?
Pushing, hey, wait a minute, hold it. That mommy bit, now there's a classic case of what I just said. Yeah. Really pushing right is very heavy and very dangerous, and the flesh wants to try it anyway, but the flesh is better not, because it's only going to backfire. Praise the Lord, come on in. They may move an inch, that rock may move an inch. Slowly,